Tappan's Burrow by Zane Grey. Chapter 1. Tappan gazed down upon the newly born little burrow with something of pity and consternation. It was not a vigorous offspring of the redoubtable Jenny, champion of all the numberless burrows he had driven in his desert prospecting years. He could not leave it there to die. Surely it was not strong enough to follow its mother, and to kill it was beyond him. "Poor little devil," soliloquized Tappan. "Reckon neither Jenny nor I wanted it to be born. I'll have to hold up in this camp a few days. You never can tell what a burrow will do. It might fool us and grow strong all of a sudden." Whereupon Tappan left Jenny and her tiny gray lop-eared baby to themselves and leisurely set about making permanent camp. The water at this oasis was not much to his liking, but it was drinkable, and he felt he must put up with it. For the rest, the oasis was desirable enough as a camping site. Desert wanderers like Tappan favored the lonely water holes. This one was up inside the bold brow of the Chocolate Mountains, where rocky wall met the desert sand, and a green patch of palaverdes and mesquites proved the presence of water. It had a magnificent view, down a many-leagued slope of desert growths, across the dark belt of green and shining strip of red that marked the Rio Colorado, and on to the upflung Arizona land, range lifting to range, until the saw-toothed peaks notched the blue sky. Locked in the iron fastness of these desert mountains was gold. Tappan, if he had any calling, was a prospector. But the lure of gold did not bind him to this wandering life any more than the freedom of it. He had never made a rich strike. About the best he could ever do was to dig enough gold to grubstake himself for another...